Married at First Sight. Chapter 4385. Sunny hugged Serenity's neck tightly. He was genuinely worried that the adults might love his younger brother more and stop loving him. No matter how sensible he tried to be, he was still just a young child. It was normal for him to feel insecure. He had always been the apple of everyone's eye, and now there was a new cousin in the family. Luckily, he liked his little cousin very much and even told his mother he wanted to invite his friends over to show off. After all, he was now an older brother, and he had a younger brother. Titus said, "I have a younger brother and a younger sister. Sonny, just wait. In a few years, my mom will give me a little sister, and my aunt will too." By then, he would have both a biological sister and a cousin.
Humph.
Titus's parents wouldn't have more children, though. They already had two of their own, and with Titus, they now had three. Although Ben and his wife were Titus's adoptive parents, in Titus's heart, they were no different from biological parents. Sonny also regarded Ben and his wife as Titus's real parents. Jane's first pregnancy had been a set of boy-girl twins. With two biological children and an adopted son, Titus, the couple had decided their family was complete. In Sonny's eyes, Titus wouldn't get any more siblings unless the Johnson family's other uncles and aunts had children in the future, then Titus might have new cousins. Sonny thought proudly that there were many uncles and aunts in his uncle's family, so in the future, the babies they had would also be like his own siblings.
Humph,
he wouldn't lose to Titus. Let's see how Titus would show off then. Titus. He hadn't meant to show off. He was just a little jealous when he saw Sonny teasing his sister and had reminded Sonny that Sister Yan was his sister, not Sonny's. Sonny, still holding a grudge, secretly compared himself with Titus. After a moment, Sonny finally loosened his grip around Serenity's neck. He turned and walked over to the old lady, looking up at her earnestly. "Grandma, I want to see my little brother." The old lady bent down to let him get a good look. "Grandma, my brother looks different," he said thoughtfully. "Grandma, my brother looks different." Sonny was surprised to see that his little brother had become even more handsome. "He's gotten cuter, hasn't he?" Sonny nodded vigorously in agreement. Just then, Liberty and her husband entered the room, greeted the old lady and the others, and handed a bouquet of flowers to her sister. "Sister, Jasmine sent me a bouquet of flowers." What Jasmine sent was her heartfelt gift. "The flowers I brought are from me, your sister." Serenity smiled and said, "I'll just hold both bouquets later. Have you finished the discharge procedures?" Liberty asked. "Not yet. Zachary York will handle the discharge paperwork soon," Serenity replied. Liberty continued, "Have you packed everything?" Before Serenity could answer, Shen Jasmine chimed in, "Sister Liberty, when we got here, Serenity had already packed up. You can see she's even changed her clothes, all ready to go home." Liberty smiled and asked Shen Jasmine, "Is your son staying at home today?"
"Yes," Shen Jasmine said. "Since it's the weekend and everyone's home, I left him with my mother-in-law. She absolutely dotes on him, he's her little treasure. Grandparents and grandchildren are often very close. Mrs. Butcham, in particular, adored her grandson. Josh once joked that when he was young, his mother hadn't been nearly as gentle with him. After having a grandson, sons are practically forgotten." Just then, Zachary York came out of the bathroom and spotted his aunt and uncle.
"Sister, Duncan," he greeted warmly. Married at First Sight Chapter 4386. The two nodded. "Please help me look after Serenity and the baby while I handle the discharge procedures," Zachary York said before turning and leaving again. Liberty leaned close to her husband and whispered, "When Serenity gave birth, Zachary York personally took care of both the mother and the baby." She felt relieved and genuinely happy for her sister, knowing her brother-in-law was so attentive. Duncan quietly thought that if Liberty became pregnant and gave birth to their child in the future, he, too,
could personally care for his wife and child and be a responsible father. He was no longer the rough, clumsy man he had been when he first met Liberty. Back then, he hadn't known how to comfort a child or what children liked. When he gave Sonny a gift, he had only thought to buy a simple windmill. Before long, the rest of the York family arrived. Elora finally met Tillam, York's sister-in-law, for the first time. Having just given birth, Serenity's figure naturally hadn't recovered yet, but she still maintained a graceful appearance. As a new mother, her face radiated love, and she looked gentle and kind. The moment Elora saw her, she felt that this sister-in-law would be easy to get along with. Before marrying into the York family, Serenity had lived a modest life. Even after marrying into wealth, she remained down to earth while carrying herself with quiet nobility, making her an approachable and likable young lady. Elora believed that Serenity's ability to find a strong foothold within the York family was not only due to Zachary York's affection and the old lady's favoritism, but also to Serenity's own efforts and charm. Of course, Serenity now also had the support of the Farrell family's elder sister. In terms of family background and status, she was a match for Zachary York. Grandma May really had sharp judgment. When Elora came over, she brought gifts for Serenity and the baby. The gifts for the baby were traditional one-piece and longevity locks, gold bracelets, and the like. "Ms. Ormond, you're too kind," Serenity said with a warm smile, expressing her gratitude. Elora smiled lightly and replied, "As long as Sister Serenity likes them." "I love everything you brought," Serenity said sincerely. She hadn't prepared a gift for Elora in return. After all, Tillam York had decided at the last minute to bring Elora back with him, or rather, it was Elora who had made the spontaneous decision to come along and meet his parents. She hadn't prepared a gift for Elora. Tillam York had made the last minute decision to bring her back, or rather, it was Elora who had made the spontaneous choice to come along and meet his parents. At that time, Serenity was still in the hospital awaiting childbirth, so she hadn't had a chance to prepare anything for Elora. Once she was discharged and back home, she planned to select a set of jewelry from her jewelry store to gift to her. Among all her sisters-in-law, Elora was the one she felt closest to. After all, Tillam York was Zachary York's biological brother. "Can I hold the baby?" Elora asked the old lady tentatively. The old lady, smiling warmly, happily handed the baby over. Awkwardly, Elora cradled the newborn in her arms while Tillam York stood beside her, gently guiding her on how to hold the baby more comfortably and securely. After holding the baby for a short while, Elora quickly returned the child to her mother-in-law. The newborn was so tiny and soft that it felt like she was holding nothing at all, and she wasn't used to it. She was also worried she might not hold the baby steadily and that the little one could slip from the folds of the quilt. After the discharge procedures were completed, Serenity left the hospital, surrounded by her family. Outside, several media reporters were waiting. When they saw the York family arriving to escort Serenity and her son home, the reporters immediately gathered around. Zachary York wrapped one arm around his wife's shoulders, carried his son in the other, and graciously allowed the reporters to take a few photos. Then he addressed them. "My wife is being discharged today and will be resting at home during her postpartum confinement. She needs to minimize standing and sitting for long periods, so we can't stay long." He added, "I will invite everyone to the full month banquet when my son turns 1 month old. For today, please understand and make way for us to head home and rest." Importantly, Zachary York didn't allow any frontal photos of his son. The reporters, respecting his wishes, refrained from taking any head-on shots of the baby. After Zachary York's brief statement, the reporters offered their congratulations and politely stepped aside to let the York family pass. They trailed behind as the convoy pulled away. It was only after the York family's vehicles disappeared that the reporters realized something. They had spotted a new face among the family, someone completely unfamiliar to them. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4387. "Did you notice that unfamiliar face just now? She's very beautiful," but we've never seen her before. There did seem to be a new face. If she's a beauty, she's probably the fiancée of one of the young masters. Starting with the eldest young master of the York family, several young masters of marriageable age had already married one after another. The young ladies of Wiltspoon were heartbroken watching the young masters get married, only to realize the brides were never them. They didn't know what standards the York family used to choose their daughters-in-law, leaving them with no chance. However, they often comforted themselves by thinking of Elisa, who had a strong family background and had pursued Zachary York for years, yet still hadn't married into the York family. "Elisa, sister, has already found someone better suited for me. Remy is no less outstanding than Zachary York. Let them be envious, jealous, and hateful." Elisa had always dared to love and hate, able to take things in stride, living a carefree life. She was simply luckier than them. Serenity is really lucky and blessed. "Even as a man, I envy her," someone said. "Exactly. She just gave birth and was discharged, yet the whole family came to pick her up. Her sister, friends, and even business partners were there. If you didn't know better, you'd think the queen was leaving the palace." Another added, "Serenity is practically living the life of a queen. Once young Master York officially takes over the York family, she'll be the mistress of the household, the queen herself. She's the luckiest woman I've ever seen." Everyone envied Serenity's happiness. Many women had given birth, but none had experienced such a grand scene upon discharge. Her husband's entire family showed up, along with all her maternal relatives. It wasn't an exaggeration to say she was like the moon surrounded by stars. In the past, people could still criticize her for having a poor family background, but now her elder sister had become the head of the Farrell family in Jensburg, and Serenity's biological mother was the daughter of the Farrell family's eldest patriarch. According to the Farrell family's rules, Serenity was officially recognized as one of their own. Thus, her background was no longer lacking in any way. Thus, her background was not bad at all. In everyone's eyes, Serenity was like the heroine of a novel, receiving the unwavering love of her husband and gradually growing stronger. Alas, comparing yourself to others truly invites heartache. We are all human, so why must there be such divisions among us? After being discharged from the hospital, Serenity returned to Yuya Villa to recuperate from childbirth. Meanwhile, Liberty had to return to Jensburg. Although she had adapted to managing the Farrell family's affairs, she couldn't afford to relax. Before leaving, she asked her son Sonny if he wanted to transfer to a school in Jensburg in September. Sonny asked, "Will aunt and little brother come too?" Liberty replied, "No, your aunt and little brother will stay in Wiltspoon. Most of your aunt's business is based there, so she won't leave. But she will visit Jensburg occasionally." The two sisters shared a deep bond, and Serenity would definitely fly to Jensburg from time to time for family reunions. Sonny asked again, "What about Uncle Lu?" "Uncle Lu will come to Jensburg to live with us," Liberty explained. She squatted down to meet her son's eyes and said gently, "Sonny, my work is mainly based in Sujiang City. We also have a home there. If you want to live with Mom, you'll need to transfer schools to Jensburg." Sonny hesitated and said, "But if I go to Jensburg, I won't have any friends." He already had many friends at his kindergarten. He couldn't bear to leave his teacher and classmates behind. "Mom, can't you transfer your job back to Wiltspoon?"